Welcome to the Lauder Podcast. This is May, your host. I'm sitting here with Mavis Yao, and we're going to talk about the Chinese Summer Immersion Program. Hi, Mavis.
Hi, May. It's good to see you, as usual.
Mavis, could you tell us a little bit about your history and what led you to come to Lauder?
Sure. I was born in Shanghai, China. I came here when I was 13, grew up here, went to New York University studying economics and finance. After I graduated, I thought that I wanted to expand my horizon by combining both my business background and international study interest. And that's one of the reasons that led me to Lauder Institute, which combines, obviously, both disciplines.
So for the summer immersion, where did you visit? Where'd you go?
We spent 2 weeks in Shanghai, followed by 6 weeks in Beijing. Which has been an amazing experience, not just in terms of obviously traveling, but also in terms of understanding the culture, the history, the literature of China that I otherwise would not have gotten.
So I know that there's three components to the summer immersion. There's the cultural component, there's the academic component, and the business visits. What businesses did you visit, and what did you feel you learned from going there?
We visited a variety of businesses, including a law firm, a corporation called Cummings, as well as Google's and Pepsi in Beijing. And in addition to that, we also visited two private equity firms, including Warburg Pincus in Beijing. And it's been a really enlightening experience because learning about business in the regional area gives you so much more in-depth understanding of what the challenges and some of the difficulties that local businesses face even within a global multinational corporation. And visiting Google basically helped us have a better understanding of its future expansion or strategic expansion strategy in China, in addition to some of the sensitive issue that one of the manager has mentioned, meaning that some of the materials or content cannot be disclosed in China,
which is
Google China has to face.
That must have been an interesting discussion.
Yeah, so it was definitely a very interesting analysis. And also we visited Warburg Pincus, where the head of Warburg Pincus Beijing was actually a Lauder alumni. So it's interesting to listen to his feedback and his insights about his company, about his work experience in China.
So what was your favorite part of the immersion experience?
My favorite part will have to be the cultural excursion to Qingdao and Taishan, where the entire student body, all 11 of us, including all the professors, professor from University of Pennsylvania, as well as local professor in Beijing Foreign University, all of us, I think it was more than 25 of us, went to Qingdao together. And in addition to obviously have a broader exposure of a countryside or more of a mountain rural area of China, but more importantly, we're also able to bond throughout the whole trip. For instance, we took the overnight train together, and it was really interesting to kind of get to know people, you know, over the mahjong table and over the poker table, and just, you know, really relax and, you know, enjoy our cultural excursion, not just in terms of academic value, but in terms of personal relation. In addition to the Qingdao trip, what I really loved about the cultural immersion is the fact that I was able to reconnect with my country. Even though I left the country about 16 years ago, I feel that I haven't been able to relate or get a full understanding of its history, its culture, its language, and its literature. So going back today is kind of re-identifying myself with who I am, the fact that I'm more Chinese than I thought, and also to be able to relate better with my parents because it is their native tongue. So for me to communicate with them in Chinese is much more impactful and powerful and more profound than communicating in English. So for instance, after the visit, I actually was able to enhance my reading and writing skill, and therefore I wrote a letter to my mom in Chinese.
Oh, wow.
And I have not done that for more than 10 years or so.
She must have been thrilled.
Oh, she was so moved. She called me out right after she got the letter. I mean, she was completely touched, and you know, it was just an amazing experience. And on top of that, when I came home, you know, I was talking to my dad. I was telling him that I went to visit Lao Shi Cha Guan, which is a very famous tea house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually also a play back in the old days. And he's like, wow, you know, you went there? That's the show that I want to take you to. So basically, we're able to relate better with each other because I have a better understanding of the Chinese culture.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So it's definitely very rewarding.
What was a typical day like during your immersion? Or was there no typical day?
Well, a typical day, yeah, there was really no typical day because every day is a little bit unpredictable, but it was somewhat structured. For instance, in the morning, we'll all have language courses, And it's broken down into, I think, four different classes based on your proficiency. During the language classes, we'll talk about either a current event or a specific literature piece or an article from Dr. Ren's book.
Okay.
In the afternoon, normally it's one-on-one where we fine-tune our language skill in a more advanced level.
So that sounds very intensive.
Oh, it's much more intensive than I expected. I was expecting a vacation, but that was not the case. We actually, it was very academically challenging. We definitely got a lot out of it. And normally in the evenings where we have the free activities where students kind of either go for some Peking duck in Beijing or go for acrobatic show, or sometimes we'll go explore the nightlife in Beijing and Shanghai to kind of complement our rigorous academic environment in China. So it was definitely a very good balance.
So if you were to give advice to a student that's coming into the Chinese program, what word of advice would you give to them?
Just have a good time, I guess. I mean, in terms of preparation, there's really little you can do before traveling. The only thing I would recommend is probably approach the professors, such as Dr. Ren, the regional director, and ask them where you lie in terms of your proficiency. So if you ask the professor in advance, and so she has a little better understanding, or put her on the radar screen, then you're more likely to be placed with the right peers once you get to China.
And to get more out of it.
Exactly. Therefore, you can maximize your language classes within the first 2 weeks.
Well, thank you for taking the time to speak to me today. I appreciate you coming out and talking
You're
about
welcome.
Your summer immersion. So thank you.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks for listening.